Someone just joined.
Hi, it's Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. Richard, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Good. How is the weather?
Well, it's snowing at the moment.
That's a good thing.
No, it's gorgeous. The skiing conditions are unreal.
Thanks, Bobby.
Morning, this is Dan Richards.
Good morning, Dan. Richard here.
Hi, Richard.
Morning, Dan. Adriana's on the line as well, and ADP's recording, so.
Oh, good. I'm in Ontario, and I have one warden with me.
Right.
Who I asked, are you here to participate or to protect me? He said both.
This can't be a bad thing.
You wouldn't think so.
Adriana, have you heard anything more about what's going on in Crescent City?
I've not, other than, you know, cleanup continues.
Yeah, a lot of boats were lost, apparently.
Yeah, that and that Santa Cruz Harbor got hit just as hard, if not with more damage.
Yeah.
This is Santa Barbara.
Hi, Craig. Adriana's on the line here.
Hello, I'm here with Maria and Marcy and Warden Cohen.
Hi, Craig. Richard here.
Good morning. It's Mike.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning, Mike. Richard here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Adriana's on the line as well.
I have, guys, this is Dan again. I have Warden Bellis is who's with me here in Ontario.
The way Mike did it when he was back in Maryland, I am not going to be participating in the meeting. I'm listening in only and not voting.
Are you out of state, Richard?
Yes, I'm at Snowbird.
Ah.
And it's living up to its reputation. It is snowing.
Good for you.
It's actually somewhere out of state. We can't participate fully in the meeting.
Only if it's properly noticed, and my being at Snowbird was not.
All those Utah constituents.
Yeah, exactly. Good old Bagley Keene. We love it.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Joining as a host, but that's okay.
Who's here so far? Mr. President, Richard Rogers is here in Snowbird as a listener-only non-participant.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to us, Rich.
But you're always entertaining.
Morning, Doc.
So do we have anybody from Santa Barbara yet?
Yes.
Yes, this is Craig. I'm here in the Santa Barbara office.
Okay. So we have Craig Schumann in Santa Barbara, and Maria Vojkovic is in Santa Barbara also.
And Marcy Yaremko is here, as is Warden Cohen in Santa Barbara.
Okay. And Mike Sutton in Monterey with one member of the public.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jim.
Got Dan in Ontario with Warden Bellis.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Jim.
Okay.
Okay.
Diana's on the line, too.
Okay.
Video
on. We're working through some things right now. Do we have AGP on the line?
Yes, they are recording.
AGP is on the line? Okay. I cannot hear them. I wonder if...
They were on the line. I came on first. They came on second and announced they were starting the recording.
Okay.
What about Bayless?
I have not heard.
I have not heard him.
I have not heard from Jack Bayless yet.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start. Here at the commission offices, we've got acting executive director John Fisher. We've got Rick Talhammer from the Attorney General's office. We've got our director, John McDammit, here, and deputy director, Tonky Mastiff. We have Sherry Fombuena and Anita Biederman from our staff. And we got, can't remember.
Scott Barrow.
Scott Barrow from the department. And we've got two people from the public. So with that, let's tee it up, John.
Did we have somebody else just come on the line?
Yeah, this is Jack Bayless.
Okay.
Good morning, Jack.
Morning. How are you, President?
We're starting the meeting right now.
Okay, we're going to go with agenda item one. Agenda item one is consideration and possible emergency action to amend section 27.80 of Title 14 regarding ocean salmon. And by way of background, staff published a notice of intent to amend the ocean salmon sport fishing regulations in February at our meeting in Sacramento. At the March meeting, the department talked about the strong likelihood of PFMC recommending federal waters to the Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey port areas being opened in April, in fact, April 2nd of 2011, to recreational salmon fishing. This proposed emergency regulation action would seek adoption of the federal opening dates for state waters to be effective on April 2nd. We have, from the Department of Fish and Game, Maria Vojkovich in the Santa Barbara office ready to give us a brief overview of this whole process. But, Maria, before you start, I have one speaker card on agenda item one. How many other speaker cards do we have out there?
I'm in. One speaker card here in Monterey.
Okay, so we have one in Monterey. Anything in Ontario?
No.
Okay, so then we have two speaker cards. So, Maria, we'll cue you up to do a presentation, and then we'll go to public comments on these items, and then the commission can take action. Go ahead, Maria.
Thank you, and good morning, commissioners. This is Maria Vojkovich from the Marine Region. I'm going to take a little time this morning to provide you the background and recent developments relative to this emergency recreational ocean salmon regulatory action. So it'll be a little bit longer than my normal presentations. California's commercial and recreational salmon fisheries have been severely constrained since 2007 when the Sacramento River Fall Chinook Escapement failed to meet the minimum level of its conservation objective of the Pacific Fishery Management Council's fishery management plan. In response to a series of record low Sacramento River Fall Chinook Escapements, the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Fish and Game Commission, you, closed the ocean salmon waters off California to both commercial and recreational salmon during 2008-2009 and offered limited fishing in 2010. As a result, the commercial and recreational salmon fisheries were declared a fishery disaster in 2008 by the state of California and the U.S. Department of Commerce. The 2009 and 2010 salmon fisheries were also declared extensions of the 2008 fishery disaster by the state of California and the U.S. Department of Commerce. The total projected economic loss to the state for recent closures of both fisheries in coastal marine waters and to the Central Valley in-river salmon recreational fishery amount to over $707 million, with ocean recreational fishery losses making up $406 million of that total. In 2010, the 2011 opening dates for recreational salmon fisheries south of Horse Mountain were not established by the Pacific Fishery Management Council for the first time since 1977 to enhance protection of Sacramento River false Chinook due to the stock failing to meet the minimum conservation objective for three consecutive years and the uncertainty in the recent abundance forecast. Prior to the 2008 and 9 salmon fishery closures, the recreational salmon fishery always opened on the Saturday nearest February 15th in Fort Bragg and on the first Saturday in April for the San Francisco and Monterey port areas. These opening dates were always enacted the prior year during the PFMC process. The April and May ocean recreational salmon fisheries are very important economically to Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey port areas. For the Fort Bragg and San Francisco port areas, April and May accounts for about 18% of those coastal communities' total economic benefit from each salmon season. For the Monterey port area, April and May accounts for up to 60% of that community's total economic benefit from each salmon season. In addition, the commercial passenger fishing vessel fleets in Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey have been severely reduced as a result of being closed or significantly constrained for three successive salmon seasons, which is compounded by a poor economy in general and significant increases in fuel prices. On March 1, 2011, the Pacific Fishery Management Council released the Preseason Report 1, titled Stock Abundance Analysis and Environmental Assessment for 2011 Ocean Salmon Fisheries. This report projects that the 2011 Sacramento River False Chinook preseason ocean abundance is 730,000 adult Chinook, which is significantly higher than that 2010 preseason ocean abundance projection. Based upon this new information, on March 9, 2011, the Pacific Council recommended that the federal waters of the Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey port area should open on April 2, 2011 to recreational salmon fishing. The minimum size limit in all areas is 24 inches total length, and all other 2010 gear regulations apply. NIMS subsequently announced the season openings on March 11, 2011, and I believe the commission received a letter from the National Marine Fisheries Service. Emergency action is necessary to conform Section 2780, Title 14, the California Code of Regulations, to the federal regulations in order to reduce continued adverse economic impact on the port areas of Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey. If federal regulations are effective on April 2 opening the fishery, but fishing and possession of salmon in state waters continues to be prohibited, the state alone could be held responsible for continued adverse economic consequences to these port areas. The proposed changes are necessary to bring needed economic benefit to local businesses who are recovering from the lingering effects of 3 years of continuous salmon fishery closures. In addition, the standard rulemaking process will not provide sufficient time for submission, review, and filing of the conforming state regulations with the Secretary of State by April 2, 2011. This emergency action could result in $8.2 million in total economic output for businesses that provide goods and services to salmon anglers and provide support for up to 84 jobs in these businesses that would otherwise be lost if regulations are delayed because they are implemented via the standard rulemaking process. The lack of emergency action would result in different state and federal regulations governing ocean salmon recreational fishing season dates in waters off California, creating confusion for the public and extreme difficulty regarding enforcement of an opening date. The lack of clarity would also result in significant hardship and increased operational and management costs to both state and federal agencies and stakeholders associated with responding to uncertainty as to what rules actually govern individual fishing activities. Therefore, the department recommends that pursuant to your authority under Section 240 of the Fish and Game Code, and for the reasons I've provided and that are contained in the Statement of Proposed Emergency Regulatory Action, that the Commission expressly find that the adoption of these regulations are necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health and safety, or general welfare. Proposed regulations are as follows. This regulatory action proposes amendment of Section 2780, Title 14, concerning the recreational ownership salmon fishing seasons in ocean waters off California. Changes for each management area are: the waters between Horse Mountain and Point Arena will open on April 2, 2011. The waters between Point Arena and Pigeon Point will open on April 2, 2011. The waters between Pigeon Point and Point Sur will open on April 2, 2011. The waters below Point Sur will open on April 2, 2011. The minimum size limit will be 24 inches in all state waters, and that will match federal regulations, and all other gear regulations that are currently in place will also remain unchanged. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Maria. Commissioner, before we make comments, I think we should go ahead and listen to the public folks that have got cards in.
Yep, I agree.
I have one public commenter on this item in Sacramento, Mr. George Osborne. Mr. Osborne, you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. President, Commissioners. George Osborne, representing the Coastside Fishing Club. We urge approval of the by the Commission of Emergency Action for an early salmon opener, number one, and number two. We urge the Commission to adopt option number three for auto concurrence with the PFMC for future seasons. Thank you very much. I'm available to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. It's my understanding that we have a commenter in Monterey. Is that true?
That's correct. It's Paul Weekland, if you'd like to.
Okay, Mr. Weekland, go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
Commissioners, Paul Weekland. I'd like to remind everyone that there are 2.2 million sport fishermen in the state of California. For the sake of argument, I'd like to round that down to 1 million. We can consider that accurate. And if they go fishing one day and they catch one fish, that's a million fish. That is 5 to 8 times more than the entire commercial take for a year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weekland. Are there any more public commenters? Mr. President, my understanding is that there are no more public commenters on this item.
Okay, commissioners, any comments from the commission?
I have a question here in Monterey.
Okay, Commissioner Sutton.
Maria, thank you for your report. I guess I have two questions, and I think you can probably answer both of them pretty easily. One is, I see in the report that the Fisheries Service estimates 730,000 Chinook out there in the ocean. What is the relationship between that number and the estimated escapement of the population? It's not clear to me how the estimate of ocean abundance relates to what we might expect to see in terms of escapement.
Thank you. This is Maria Voipich from the Department of Fish and Game. Thank you, Commissioner Sutton. The estimate of ocean abundance is essentially the base upon which we determine how a season structure might, how much a specific season might take out of that abundance, and then what's left over, what might be going back to the river. So it all depends on what kind of a season structure, how much fishing is allowed. The modeling that's done by the technical staff uses data from previous years of contact rates with and fishing success during it's on a daily basis because they collect daily information all along the coast. So fishermen's success in 1 month and one area along the coast is known, and when they plug this information into the model, then they can determine how many fish will be left to go up the river. It's this early season is part of the options package that the commission, the council finalized last week, and it is included in there as for the estimates of April and May fishing, and then of course the rest of the season that we haven't spoken about yet. But the estimate is that the number of fish coming back to the river this year will be more than, it's projected, it will be more than double the upper end of the conservation objective that is contained in the fisheries management plan. So it's pretty, there are other constraints for the amount of fishing that can take place this year. So because of that, there's significant amounts of salmon that are projected to be able to go into the river this year.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Maria. At some point, I'd love to get an update from a salmon scientist, whoever you think is appropriate on this whole issue, because it does seem that we're managing this for sort of boom or bust. That's what we're being confronted with for whatever reason, and maybe that's just the nature of these fisheries. But my only other question was, how do we know when the season's going to close? I see in the report that we're going to talk about that at our April meeting, but do we manage adaptively so we can close the season when the projected number of fish have been caught, or how does that work?
Thank you. This is Maria Vojkovic again from the Department of Fish and Game. Because we haven't established the complete season for this year, you will be getting a presentation at your April meeting about the three options. We can provide you some information at that time of how we've arrived at the projected impacts by the technical staff, if you'd like that. And then to answer your question about whether we close when we've attained those numbers of fish, the answer is no. These are projections. They are for the entire season. We monitor the catch as it comes in, but in reality, we don't have the data from the coded wire tags until January of the following year when we finish processing the information. And so that's why the council didn't, in 2010, did not set any pre-season or early season, because we knew we wouldn't have any information about this upcoming abundance until late January of this year, or February. Actually, it was more into February this year. And the concern of three failed broods prior to that. So that's why we're actually, this is adaptive at the moment on how we're dealing with this, but this projection for this next year, this season, is very strong compared to what we've seen in the last few years. So we're confident that fishing can take place this year without jeopardizing the return.
Great. Thank you.
Anything else, Commissioner Sutton?
Not right now, Mr. President. Thank you.
Okay, I just want to make sure we get everything off your chest before we move forward. Other commissioners, Commissioner Bayless and Richards and Rogers, Rogers can't, but yeah, any questions or comments before I make a motion?
No, I'm fine. I understand we're doing this. This is Commissioner Bayless. I understand we're doing this to be in alignment with federal regulations. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay, with that, Director Fisher has a suggested motion that I would like to be the maker of.
Okay. Excuse me, Commissioner?
Yeah.
President Kellogg, this is Maria Vojkovic. I have one question. I just wanted to know whether the commission had received some faxed or emailed comment letters that the department had been receiving relative to this issue.
I can respond to that, Maria. The commission has received general support for early season, early salmon season this year, and those statements generally say that this will be an economically positive thing to do. and we're going to incorporate that as part of the motion when we do some findings on this. But that's, I hope that answers the question that you were seeking.
Thank you. I didn't know if you'd received those letters.
Yeah, I can't give you a number of those, but I want to say several. We've received several comments from the public on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, John, and I appreciate your this is Dan in Ontario. I appreciate those comments on the economic benefit, but this is also providing an opportunity for the sportsmen here, which is one of our tasks. And so I don't want to lose, you know, I know that particularly Sacramento is budget focused right now, as they need to be, but it's bigger than that. It's not just that. It's providing the opportunities here that we're charged with doing. So I don't want to lose track of that.
I appreciate that clarification.
Anything else before we read the motion? Okay, John.
It's moved and seconded that the commission finds that emergency action is warranted to reduce adverse economic impacts to Fort Bragg, San Francisco, and Monterey, and therefore, pursuant to the authority vested by Section 200, 202, 205, 220, 240, 316.5, and 2084, the Fishing Game Code, and to implement, interpret, and make specific those sections of the code, hereby amend Section 27.80 of Title 14 regarding ocean salmon sport fishing.
Okay, because we're on teleconference, I'm going to have a roll call. I'm the maker of the motion. Need a second from somebody.
I'll second it.
Is that Dan?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. Commissioner Richard, second. Roll call vote.
Okay, Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Bayless?
Aye.
Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers is abstained. Okay, so that passed 4-0. Okay.
It's unanimous, and it'll be recorded as such, and we'll move to item number two.
Agenda item two. Consideration and possible action on proposed changes to Section 2720 et al. Of Title 14 regarding the 2011 and 2012 recreational ground fish fishing. We have no public speaker comment cards on this item, and I'll ask the remote locations as to what we've got in just a second. But by way of background, at our August meeting in 2010, the commission authorized staff to publish notice of intent to amend the recreational and commercial ground fish regulations to conform with federal regulations. That notice was published in September. We had a discussion hearing. We had an adoption hearing at the commission's October meeting. Regulations were expected to go into effect January of 2011. Subsequent to this action, though, the department learned that the National Marine Fisheries Service did not complete the federal rulemaking process, and consequently, at the December 16th meeting, the commission directed staff to withdraw the commission's rulemaking file from OAL, the Office of Administrative Law, and to resubmit the file to OAL once the effective date of the federal regulations could be known. This item is now scheduled for the commission to update on the status of the federal regulations and to take action if necessary on the new changes to the ground fishing regulations. The commission will exercise its powers under Section 202 of the Fishing Game Code, which actually exempts the commission from the normal 15-day public notice period, the continuation notice period, to the originally proposed regulations. We have Maria Vojkovic from the Department of Fish and Game to speak to this matter. Again, I have no public speaker cards on this item here. How about our remote location?
We have one in Monterey.
One in Monterey, okay. And I presume then none in Ontario. Go ahead, Maria.
Thank you, and good morning again, Commission and Commissioners. John gave a great background leading up to the last council meeting, which was last week. So the council had an agenda item on this issue and were briefed by the National Marine Fisheries Service. As of the agenda date, when we took this up, the National Marine Fisheries Service still had not published its final environmental impact statement, and therefore the council really had no new information or a recommendation by National Marine Fisheries Service as to what changes they may be recommending for 2011 and 2012 groundfish regulations. However, the advisory bodies and management teams, public, and the states had recommendations or discussion about it. And in the end, the council chose to reaffirm its original recommendation to the National Marine Fisheries Service. The National Marine Fisheries Service stated that they cannot, they were going to publish the document on March 11th, and evidently that did happen. That was at the final date of the council meeting, so therefore the agenda item had already been completed and our recommendation given to NIMS again. When that document came out, the federal rules require them to have that document out on the street for 30 days prior to them making a decision. So the earliest possible date NIMS could make a decision on any changes to the recommendations that the council made would be no sooner than April 11th. And they have to make a decision and file it with the court by April 29th. So at this point, I'm recommending that you continue this item to your April 21st teleconference meeting in the hopes that by the 21st, the National Marine Fisheries Service will have made their determination, and I can provide you with an update at that point. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions on that, Commissioners? I think that the recommendation is the direction we ought to go in. Does anyone disagree with that?
I'm good with it.
Okay, so be it.
We had one public comment here.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Public comments from Monterey.
Commissioners, Paul Weakland. So the feds have failed, so we have to wait. And the closure may or may not have anything to do with the now present abundance, nature cycle. The good news is the ocean is healed, and there are plenty of fish to go fishing. That is all.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, move on to item three, John.
So this matter will be continued. Item two will be continued to the April 21, actually till the next meeting. We'll get an update at the next commission meeting in April, and then may continue this and make a decision on the 21st at the teleconference if necessary. Agenda item three, Mr. President, pursuant to Fish and Game Code Section 2084, consideration and possible emergency action to readopt Section 749.6 of Title 14 for an additional 90-day period. Section 749.6 deals with the special order relating to incidental take of mountain yellow-leaf frog during the candidacy period. Commissioners, by way of background, at your September meeting, you designated mountain yellow-leg frog as a candidate species for listing under the California Endangered Species Act. You took emergency action to adopt incidental take regulations in September. The emergency regulations will expire on April 12, 2011. The procedures are that those emergency regulations last for 180 days. They can be readopted for two 90-day periods. The department in your agenda analysis has prepared a proposed 2084 regulation for the commission to consider, along with related documents necessary for you to take action to readopt the regulation under the Administrative Procedures Act. The proposed language for the readoption package is identical to the original 2084 regulation that was adopted by you on September 15th, 2010. The department, in their opinion, states that the commission has the authority may properly readopt the proposed 2084 regulation as an emergency action under the Fish and Game Code. And you need to keep in mind that it's likely that an emergency action to readopt for a second time will likely be scheduled at the June meeting. Deputy Director Sankey Mastrup is here to maybe speak briefly to this. I don't have any public comments.
Nothing to say, John.
I know.
Sankey Mastrup, Deputy Director, President, Commissioners, I second John's speech.
Any comments or questions from the commission?
It's Mike Sutton in Monterey. If I remember right, we only get two of these extensions by law.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. The first initial one is for 180 days, and then the extensions are for 90 days each.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You have an exhibit with packages that were sent to you, and we're ready for a motion.
Okay.
If you're ready.
Have I got a motion?
Do you want
public comment?
Public comment.
Oh, are there public comments on this?
We didn't know that there was some.
We have one in Monterey.
Okay. Go ahead.
I really apologize for that.
Thank you. Commissioners, Paul Weakland. Now, the yellow-legged frog is on its way to endangered species because of fish hatcheries, the outplanting of fish where they never occurred naturally up in the High Sierras. Yet, number four on your regulatory language says that the stocking activities aren't to be hindered just because of the hatchery fish eat all the yellow-legged frogs. Seems like hypocrisy and contradictions here. Again, the yellow-legged frog is being succumbed to hatchery fish, the outplanting of these fish that do not naturally occur in these areas. The John Muir Wilderness, what a pristine area. Yet you have fouled and contaminated it with hatchery fish that never occurred there naturally. I'd like to leave you with this comment that it is not nice to fool with Mother Nature. Yet, again, on number four of your regulatory action, you are still going to allow fish stocking in these areas, even though the yellow-legged frog is on its way to endangered species status because of your outplantings? Doesn't this contradict having to take care of California's natural elements? And here you are again, outplanting from fish hatcheries. That's all.
I'm glad we didn't miss that public comment. Okay, commissioners, we need a motion.
I can read it if you wish.
Somebody got to be willing to make it, and then John will read the suggested motion.
I'm happy. This is Dan in Ontario. I'll be happy to make motion. We adopt item three as presented in our packet.
Okay, John, present the motion, please.
Motion is pursuant to the provisions of sections 200 and a bunch of other ones in the Fish and Game Code that will be included as part of the record, and to implement and interpret sections of the code that will be included as part of the record, takes emergency action to readopt section 749.6 of Title 14 regarding the special order relating to incidental take of mountain yellow-legged frog during the candidacy period for an additional 90 days. Then moved by Commissioner Richards, waiting for a second.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded.
Roll call.
Commissioner Bayless?
Aye.
Commissioner Sutton?
Aye.
Commissioner Richards?
Aye.
Commissioner Kellogg?
Aye.
Commissioner Rogers is abstaining. It's a 4-0 vote.
Okay. Passed unanimously. That's it.
Mr. President, I have nothing else. I believe Mr. Director McCammon.
Director McCammon.
If I may, Mr. President, thank you very much. John McCammon, Director of the Department. Just want to inform the Commission that with the emergency from the tsunami that hit primarily in Del Norte County and Santa Cruz County, or at least that's where we've seen the largest impacts. Those will have likely fishery impacts, and we'll be preparing a report for your consideration, or for your information, actually, at the next meeting However, I want to assure you that the department is fully responding. Our law enforcement division is present along the entire coast, and our OSPR unit, the Oil Spill Prevention and Response, is assessing boat impacts as we speak. The weather right now in Crescent City is difficult to get into. We're looking to begin that process as early as possible, and today we're in the water in Santa Cruz. So that's all the information I have. I don't know if Maria, if you've got anything more up to date, but we will certainly update the commission at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, John.
Mr. President, our next commission meeting is April 6th and 7th at Folsom, and that's all I have.
Okay, anything else on the commissioners before I adjourn? Okay, that's it. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.
Mr. President, now that the commission meeting is adjourned, I would like to make an unofficial announcement from me that I agree entirely with everything that was done today, and I particularly thank Director McCammon for the excellent updates that we're getting from Crescent City. They're very informative and very useful.
Okay, everybody have a good day.
Thank you, Richard.
Thanks.